cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for an exciting English adventure, an adventure that we call The Show With No Name. Why give it a name? You know, after all these years, does it really need a name? In fact, I think we've got to do less naming, less categorizing, and more just being. And that's what we do here on this show, but don't think this is a show where you just sit here and listen and you don't interact. No, no, no. This is an interactive show where I urge you, instar, I think you say. Urge, se dice en inglés, urge, se escribe urge. I urge all of you to participate, whether you're tuned in live, and many of you can be with us live. That's awesome. Thank you so much for your contributions and for just being in a part of our classroom. I was going to say our global classroom every day. And those of you who don't tune in live, those of you who listen to us via podcast, those of you who listen to us on the radio, what doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how you listen to Vaughn Radio or how you watch us, because as many of you know, many of our programs can be seen. And in fact, yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, Rob Graham said Damian Moya was on the lunchtime show. And if you want to participate in that fun show, it's both fun, divertido, and funny. And it's called The Lunchtime Show, and it's on every day after Ximena's show, Test Your English. So it's part of our afternoon lineup, and I gotta say, what a great idea. You know, you get two best friends. You get Rob Grams and Andy Vaughn, and you get them together in a studio, you put microphones down, and you just get them talking about different things. But also remember, they're teachers as well. So they also explain what they're talking about in English. It's a great show because it's tons of fun, as we say in English. It's called The Lunchtime Show, and it's exclusively on Vaughn Radio. Remember, if you have the app, you can tune in. But also, if you want to participate in real time, you can do that on our Twitch at Vaughn Radio. So, my amigos, a pleasure to have you here with us. Doesn't matter how, where, when. It's great that you joined us. I thank you very much for being a part of our exciting English adventure. And I've got a lot of challenges lined up for you today. Lined up significa por venir, programados. I've got a lot of challenges lined up for you today. But remember, you guys should be challenging yourselves as well. Think about that. You know, I'm going to challenge you every day. That's part of what I do. But you should be, challenging yourself. Maybe even, you know, doing little quizzes and tests. If you haven't had a level test, there's your first thing you can do. Take a level test. We have one that you can take on our website, GrupoVaughn.com. But obviously, there's nothing like a real level test with a teacher. And if you want one of those, we can give you a complimentary level test. Complimentary, siendo otra palabra para gratis. And you can get that. You can call us, 911-385831. Or as I said, you can go by our website, GrupoVaughn.com. Also, some of you prefer to contact us via social media. You can do that as well. Say, hey, I want to find out about my free level test. O mejor, usa la palabra complimentary. Van a flipar. I think, wow, no ha usado free, ha usado complimentary. So, my amigos, if you haven't done that, do it now. But even if you have done it, you can still challenge yourself every day. And I think that's what this is about. I think, really, it's about challenging yourself. It's about having fun. It's about enriching yourself, no? Enriqueciéndonos. It's about making friends. It's about sharing. And it's about taking our English to new heights, nuevas alturas. That said, I think it's time for liftoff, my amigos. So everybody buckle up, because here we go.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff, 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat.
Strap on your seatbelt.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Hold on to your hat.
And get ready for the ride of your life.
The show with no
name time.
That's right, my amigos. That's right. You know it. It is the show with no name. And now we are officially airborne and flying around. I hope you can feel that weightlessness. Esta falta de peso. Yeah, that's what happens when things are fun. You feel weightless. Time flies. And that's something that always happens, at least for me, here on the show. And that's thanks to you guys. So I think we can kick off with our first challenge of today, a little challenge we call the Pop Quiz. That's right, amigos. That's right. It is our pop quiz, Examen Sorpresa. Now, don't forget, the best way that you can guarantee that you are doing well in this section every day is by following Grupo Vaughan, by following my workmates, by following me. Why? Well, just by doing that, even if you don't listen to Vaughn Radio, which I highly recommend you listen to Vaughn Radio, obviously. But let's say you miss a day. Well, just by opening up your timeline on Instagram or on YouTube, you'll have a video. You'll have something, some little tidbit of English information there. A tidbit es como un mordisco, un trocito. I think you would say una píldora. So, my amigos, Marta says, good morning, teacher and friends. I couldn't join the show lately. I missed you, Marta. We missed you as well. And we hope you kept up with the podcasts. And speaking of podcasts, guys, don't forget, we've got a podcast that I produce as well, a weekly podcast. It's called FYI for Your Inglés. And this week, we're going to delve into natural disasters. So I think it's going to be an interesting episode, and I think it's appropriate because not just here with the volcanic eruptions in Spain, but also, I mean, isn't this like something we're seeing a lot lately? Floods, inundaciones, wildfires. So I decided it would be a good topic to tackle. So this week, we are going to weather the storm. Vamos a capear el temporal. Remember, wherever you get your Vaughn podcasts, so that's Apple Podcasts, that's Spotify, iVox, which is very popular in Spain as well, just search for Your Inglés, FYI, and get ready to learn about a new topic every week. All right, so it's time for our pop quiz here. Now, remember I said follow my workmates, follow my buddies, porque al final son colegas. This one comes from my buddy Dave Boyce. Now, you know how I feel about Dave Boyce. He is definitely one of the most gifted, eso es alguien con talento, one of the most gifted people I work with. And he's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And he always has a Twitter translation, just like we saw one with Kyle yesterday. So if you're not following Dave, do it now. It's Dave Boyes Music. Now, why music? Because he's a musician. He's a father. He's a musician. He's a radio presenter. He's a teacher. And he wears many hats, as we say in English. Lleva muchas gorras. Que eso es que hace empeña, you would say, muchos papeles en su vida. Which is cool because that makes him well-rounded. Do you say something similar? Redondeado. Es una persona que tiene un poco de todo. And that's Dave Boys to a T, clavado. So if you're not following him, if you're not following his program, The Salad, you're missing out. Te lo digo ahora mismo. Because he's a ball of energy, he's a great teacher, and he's teaching real English. Okay, so here we go. Here is his translation. I want you guys to give it to me. And as always, there are many different ways to translate it. So you can be creative. But remember, I like the one Dave gave us. It, you know, it's very native. As I said before, Dave uses the expressions, the vocabulary that he uses on purpose, right? In order to teach you. Con el fin de, in order to, que se usa muchísimo. Para, vamos, es una forma de decir para enseñarte. Okay, so, esos matones están tramando algo. Now, you might be able to figure this one out if you heard the FYI episode on The Sopranos. Recently, I had an episode on The Sopranos. And you're thinking, well, I've never seen The Sopranos. Doesn't matter. You're going to learn English anyway. So, you know, sometimes it's not even about the topic. In fact, that's been my challenge to myself, because I can get very like aviation. I only want to see engineering, aviation, you know. So I'm trying to open up my mind a little bit and try and maybe watch something or read something that I normally wouldn't, because you never know. Sometimes you surprise yourself and you find something, you stumble upon. To stumble upon is como topar con. You stumble upon some new passion. And, you know, the perfect example for me was, I think I was almost 30 years old and I discovered snowboarding. Okay, I didn't discover, I'm not Jake Burton. I mean, I discovered it personally. And it was the greatest discovery of my life. I loved it more than riding my bike, which, okay, well now, I don't know, it depends. I love all of them the same, but the thing is, you're never too old to discover a new passion, a new hobby, a new, you know, a new way of seeing things. You know, I think all of this stuff is important in order to, mira, acabo de usarlo de nuevo, para, o con el fin de crecer, in order to grow. All right, so, esos matones están tramando algo. Let's take a look at what you guys came up with. The first person to participate is Born to Iron Man. And Born to Iron Man, let's see how you did. He said, those thugs are up to no good. Does that sound good to you guys? It sounds perfect to me. Great job. Those thugs are up to no good. Es que suena como nativo. See why you gotta follow Dave? You gotta follow his program, The Salad. It's on Vaughn Radio. Remember, if you have the Vaughn Radio app, you can check it out, or you can just, wherever you listen to podcasts, check out The Salad. And it's been on the air longer than the show with no name. And that's because Dave is awesome, as I said before. And as Born to Iron Man reminds us, Dave also has a book. I would call it, it's so much more than a book. A resource, let's call it. And it's called Canciones con Animales en Inglés. Parents, if you don't have this, it's worth it. You can pick it up at the Vaughan Tienda. And I have it myself. And I think it's really great because I see it myself, how my daughter learns so much through song. But who else is learning through song? Us, here, right? Isn't there a section on this show called Name That Lyric? Don't we look at several siendo varios? Don't we look at several songs throughout the course of one show? So music is such a key element in the learning process. It just helps everything. It helps you digest it better. It helps you remember it. If you think about how you used to remember your phone number, antes de tener los, you know, this on your phone automatically, what would you do? 697-7407. Boom, 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 boom. 697-891-3910. I'm telling you my grand, I just said my old phone number, and I just told you my grandmother's number. And I haven't said those numbers in years. Phone numbers. Estoy hablando de números de teléfono. Oh, it's interesting because in Spanish you say, dame tu móvil. Tuve un alumno que me lo dijo. He said, give me your mobile. And I said, well, first, I'm American. We say cell phone or cell. Pero entendemos mobile. So give me your, they said, give me your mobile. I'm like, no, I'm not giving you my phone. What are you, crazy? We wouldn't say, give me your phone. We would say, give me your number. A lo mejor ese matón te lo dice, ¿no? Because if somebody says, give me your phone, maybe it's a thug, como dijimos antes en esta traducción. So let's see, Kubla got it too. Those thugs are up to no good. So a thug is somebody who's a troublemaker, right? Vamos a ver cómo lo traduce. I constantly have word reference open here. Matón, matona. An aggressive criminal. Okay. Lo bueno de word reference, y lo recomiendo, porque es muy fácil decir matón, rufián, mafioso, gánster, sin G. Joder, no sabía que se escribía sin G aquí. Con tilde y sin G. Gánster. gamberro también puede ser. But again, if you just look at the synonyms in English, the definition, it says aggressive criminal. The second one says brute, right? So alguien que es un poco bruto, que también decimos brutish. My daughter, she's beautiful, she's lovely, she's smart, but she's brutish. Ask her mother. Pregunta a su madre si es una bruta. Hey, but that's good. At least she'll be able to stand up for herself. To stand up for yourself is defenderse a sí mismo. I'm not worried about that at all. Let's see. Connie, you got it as well. Those thugs are up to something. También se puede decir. So they're up to no good. Es que están tramando algo malo. If they're up to something, es que están tramando algo. That's fine, Connie. That works. Absolutely. Alicia says those thugs are up to do something. That's it. Esa no vale. So they're up to no good, or they're up to something, as Connie said. So let's see. Lemura says those mobsters are up to something. Okay, so those they're up to something también nos vale. And mobster. Voy a ser muy claro aquí. ¿Ves cómo es muy importante la connotación de cada palabra? A mobster is somebody in the mafia. So no tiene que por ser porque a thug doesn't have to be a mobster and a mobster doesn't have to be a thug. They can be, but they don't have to be. Do you get? You catch my drift? ¿Me pillas el hilo? But this is por eso quiero que participéis. This is why I want you to participate, because then we can see. Okay, esto sí, esto no vale, esto no lo diríamos, esto es más se usa en este contexto, right? So the more you participate, the more I can help you. It's not your business, said those thugs are scheming on something. Excellent. Lo único que es, omitiría el on. They're scheming something. Y vamos a verlo. Tramar, ¿no? En español. Tramar. Vamos a buscarlo. Están tramando algo. They're plotting something también. To plot something. They're scheming something. Or they're up to no good. Que es muy, muy, muy nativo. Por eso tenéis que seguir Dave Boyes, o Dave Boyes, como lo llamáis. Dave Boyes on his program, The Salad. Let's see. Those thugs are dark scheming, Debbie said. That doesn't sound natural to me. Now, Debbie, that doesn't mean it's incorrect. But that structure sounds unnatural. I've never heard anybody use that structure, right? Kubla says a thug, a gangster, a mobster, and a hoodlum. Yeah, but they're not synonyms. Not really. So they're each one has a different connotation, okay? Let's see. Be yourself, bro, says thank you for your translations, Kubla. It helps me a lot. Yeah, absolutely. Kubla's fast, guys. He's one of my assistants. Remember, I have a few assistants here in the class because there's one of me and sometimes there's over 50 of you. In some of our live feeds, there are hundreds of you. Listening on the air, there are thousands of you. So it's good to have a little help. So, como dicen los Beatles, I get by with a little help from my friends. Ya estamos con la música. Let's see. Beatriz says those mobs are plotting something. I like the plotting. Pero acuérdate, now mobs would be either mafias o masas de gente. So that one, that could be a little bit confusing, but it's great, guys. We're seeing some wonderful vocabulary. Let's see. Anybody else over here? Okay, well, guys, you did a fantastic job. In fact, I think you all deserve, remember, deservis merecer, you all deserve a round of applause. Excellent job on your first challenge, which was today's pop quiz. And what we've seen, and what we always see, is there's never just one way to say things, but there are ways that are more common and more natural. And that's what I think myself, Dave Boys on the Salad, Kyle Miller, all of us, we want to bring you the real English that you'll hear, that you'll use, that you'll, you know, be exposed to when you go to the United States, or even if you don't go to the United States, even if you watch a series in English, which you should be watching series in English. Bueno, a no ser que sea Casa de Papel. Esa la tienes que ver en español, evidentemente. But hey, that's a huge hit, by the way. You guys know that is a huge hit. And my friend Holvik is on that show. He's the one who cracks the safes. Me encanta que la palabra caja fuerte, safe, es seguro en inglés. Bueno, es una buena palabra. Ponlo en el seguro. It's safe. It will, oh, toma double trouble. It will be, así que te acuerdas para siempre. It will be safe in the safe. Okay? Put the deed to your house, la escritura de tu casa, in the safe. It'll be safe. It'll. Dime, vamos a decir esta, porque eso es it will. It'll, todos en voz alta, it'll be safe in the safe. Ya estamos jugando con palabras como siempre. But guys, it's time to move on to our next section, a section we call Say What? Say what? What? Right, amigos, that's right, it's the Say What soundbite only on the show with no name. And this is where you're, every day you'll hear a potpourri. Potpourri es una mezcla, ¿no? Normalmente estos que huelen, ¿cómo decís potpourri? Es una palabra francesa, ¿eh? Es una forma poética de decir una mezcla, vamos a ver, potpourri, un potpourri, una mezcla, revoltijo. Okay, popurrí, you say in Spanish. Y ahora se me olvida lo que estaba diciendo. Oh, a popurrí of different accents, different cadences, different rhythms, paces. You're going to hear the gamut. The gamut. Toma otra palabra. Guys, I hope you're taking notes. Espero que estéis tomando apuntes aquí. The gamut es la gama, la escala, el espectro. The gamut. G-A-M-U-T. Palabrón. Write it down. ¿Ves? Yo me lo estoy apuntando también en la cabeza. I can't write it down now because I'm doing a live show. But just being exposed to all these words, for me at least, I'm learning these words in Spanish. So it's working for me. Creating these scripts, the FYI scripts, and then presenting that information is my Spanish is improving. So I hope the same thing is happening to you guys. And why? Well, first, I'm curious. I want to know. ¿Cómo se dice? Do you notice? How many times? Let me ask you this. How many times have I gone to word reference already in the first part of today's show? Thank God for internet, right? I think like 10 times. Okay. And I woke up at 6:30 and I was working. So I was already on word reference another 20 times. So I'm on there all day. I am constantly exposed, obviously, to English words. Pero lo que me interesa a mí is the Spanish words. And as I said, my wife said to me and many people, wow, your Spanish is really improving. You're using some really, you know, great words. And I'm like, well, that's what happens when you spend your day looking at, you know, translations and dictionaries and online dictionaries and creating scripts and learning and creating materials as well. As many of you know, I create my own materials every week to accompany the podcast. So what is this? What's happened here? I have learned so much. So I only hope that you guys are learning as much as I am or more. I hope you're learning even more than I am. All right. Well, here is today's Say What soundbite. I'm going to play this sound clip for you four times on today's show. And what I want you guys to do is I want you to write down what you hear. But since you have four chances, that's not what I want from you at first. First, I want you to give me your impression of what you heard in your own words. Now, by the third or fourth listen, or maybe for Kubla by the second listen, I want it word for word, verbatim. Okay? Sí, nosotros usamos Latin también. All right, so this is today's Say What soundbite for the first time. I want you guys to give me your impression of what you heard. Here we go.
It's funny enough, when I start to do more serious acting, rather than just being stupid all the time, which has been very good for me.
All right, folks, there you go. I know, short and sweet, cortito y al grano. Well, I've got to tell you something. We have to go to our first commercial break. You're going to hear that again in just a couple minutes when we come back. Plus, we've got our spelling bee, we've got homophones, and so much more still to come. The adventure's just beginning, my amigos, so stick around.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hoy en día muchos piensan que con las nuevas tecnologías ya no va a hacer falta encargar traducciones profesionales. Pues yo creo que no. Yo sigo viendo barbaridades por ahí cuando se intenta traducir con máquinas. Encontré hace poco que el Centro Botín, es decir, de la Fundación Botín, creo, es traducida como Loot Center, o sea, centro de saqueo. ¿Botín? ¿Saqueo? Bueno, pero yo creo que no. El casco antiguo de una famosa ciudad española se traducía como Historic Helmet. ¿Casco? ¿También se puede decir yelmo histórico, como dice la máquina? Helmet, yelmo, casco, ¿qué más da? Hasta en los restaurantes de más prestigio se pueden encontrar joyas gracias a la tecnología traductora. Peppers with beautiful, o sea, pimientos con bonito. Muy hermosos serán esos pimientos, digo yo. Habitas con jamón. Fácil para la tecnología. You live with ham. O sea, tú habitas, yo habito. Todos, por lo visto, habitamos con jamón. Pues, es verdad, supongo. ¿Quién querrá vivir sin jamón? Fino tío Pepe. Thin Uncle Joseph. Bueno, sí le noto un poco más delgado al tío últimamente. Y ya lo más legendario, rape a la marinera. Rape sailor style. O sea, violación al estilo marinero. Bueno, no creo yo. Estos son ejemplos curiosos, divertidos, pero miles de escritos importantes salen de España con errores importantes. La palabra escrita lleva más la imagen de una persona o de una empresa que la palabra hablada. No se la juegue cuando se trate de traducir algo importante. Confíe en los profesionales. Confíe en Vaughan. Vaughan Translations. Una clase de inglés Vaughan no es igual que las otras clases de inglés. En una clase de inglés Vaughan el tiempo se optimiza al máximo. Cada minuto cuenta para tu empresa y cada minuto cuenta para tu inglés. Es una cuestión de pura matemática. Cuanto más practiques las estructuras esenciales del idioma, más confianza tendrás al usarlas en la vida real y más eficaz serás comunicándote en inglés. En este mundo globalizado, comunicar con eficacia es un sine qua non del éxito. A través de las clases presenciales o clases de videoconferencia, Vaughan hará que marques la diferencia para tu empresa.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687, en Madrid en el 911335831.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughan's English class via video conference? That's right, now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughan via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the Show with No Name 2.0. After this program, you've got Ximena's program, Test Your English, which should be called Test Nacho's English. Because really, she's testing Nacho while she's testing you guys. And right after that, you've got the Lunchtime Show, which is our newest show. You can participate, you can get in on the action, que es una forma muy nativa de decir meterte en el ajo, en el meollo. You can get in on the action and participate on our Twitch, which is Vaughn Radio. And this program, The Show with No Name, will be going there soon. I'm excited to be joining. So don't say I didn't warn you. Do it now. Sign up for a Twitch account. It's free. I've got one. Vaughn Radio is already there. And as I said, we're airing or broadcasting or streaming, como lo quieras decir, a lot of different shows there that you guys can participate in real time. And what better way to be proactive in your English class? I think it's great. One of the greatest things. You know, I always complain about social media. Why? Well, complaining's free. Es gratis quejarte, right? My wife has a solution. She said there would be a lot fewer complaints in the world if you had to pay complaints/opiniones, if you had to pay €1 every time you gave your opinion or you had something to contribute. Your 2 cents, como decimos en inglés, to put in your 2 cents. Es una forma un poco negativa, yo diría, es decir, tienes que meter tu palabra ahí, como sea, right? To put in, now imagine that. If somebody's like, well, this is what I think you should do. And then you say, okay, well, €1 per sentence here that were per recommendation, per advice. I think the world per opinion, right? do you guys know the expression in English? It's very vulgar. But it's so true. I didn't come up with it. No me dispares a mí. Don't cancel me. But opinions, pero es la pura verdad. It's so true. Opinions are like assholes. Now, an asshole es un cabrón si nos referiríamos a una persona. A bad person. This guy's an asshole. Can you believe how he treats his family? Right, so an asshole in ese sentido es una mala persona. Right, but an asshole literally is the whole of your ass. Okay, you say ojete in Spanish. So we say opinions. Somebody say, well, it's just my opinion. And you say, well, let me tell you about opinions. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. Nobody needs another one. And they all stink. Y seguro que ya no comparte su opinión contigo. De hecho, a lo mejor ni te vuelve a hablar. Problem solved. All right, well, my amigos, we have so much to do here on today's show. I'm going to play this for you again. This is our Say What soundbite. And what I want you guys to do is write down what you hear. And as I said initially, I want you to give me what you heard in your own words. And be creative, you know, impress me with your English. I'm your teacher, all right? Here we go, amigos. This is the Say What soundbite for the second time.
It's funny enough, when I start to do more serious acting, rather than just being stupid all the time, which has been very good for me.
So this one's pretty short. The good thing is there isn't that much text. As you guys know, sometimes they can be very wordy. Very wordy, es que tienen muchas palabras. But this one, okay, one of the pros, uno de los positivos, is it's short. One of the cons, contras, is this guy speaks a mile a minute. Am I right or am I right? Esa es una muy buena en inglés también. Am I right or am I right? O sea, le dices a alguien, ¿tengo la razón o tengo la razón? O sea, no tienes otra. Guys, when you hear idiomatic expressions, you learn, how people think. And now you know how we feel about opinions. ¿Tenéis algo parecido en español? Es brilliant. Es que tiene tres conexiones ahí. All right, so, what did you guys get? Let's take a look at the comments over here and see what you guys came up with. To put in your two cents, meter baza. Thank you, Kubla. Me sonaba, pero a veces, como te digo, no te fíes de mi español, solo de mi inglés, okay? Yo intento saber la traducción y lo busco y todo, pero a veces... I'm only human, flesh and blood, a man. Carne y hueso, flesh and blood. Debbie says, I'm going to read it with a British accent if you don't mind, Debbie. Debbie says it sounds like an English actor telling an audience in an ironic way how his acting developed into serious acting. And a woman chuckles. Good. Good stuff to chuckle. There's somebody chuckling. So maybe it's somebody that's interviewing this person. Let's see. Claudia. What's up, Claudia? She says, I can hear a British man. I think it's an interview and he's speaking about serious acting. I think that's pretty spot on, Claudia. Excellent. Kubla. I think I heard a British male humorously discussing the development of his acting style. How it evolved, and how it made him feel different about it. Excellent, Kubla. And I think you all agree right now. This guy's British. Does anybody think this guy is not a Brit? Alicia says, I hear the voice of a funny man saying something to a laughing woman. So, un hombre gracioso. I think that's important, Alicia. You caught the person's vibe or their energy. Because that's something that we don't look at enough. Is this person nervous? Are they happy? Are they excited? Do they feel like victimized? Or, you know, these are interesting things too, because we can tell a lot. Podemos sacar mucho de la voz, del tono, all of these things too that I want you guys to analyze. But I don't have to tell you that because you guys are PIs. That's right. Sois PIs. Okay? Private investigators. Connie says, it's a male American guy who's talking about acting. So el male sobra ahí, porque guy es lo que usamos para tío. So it's a male, it's an American guy who's talking about acting. Absolutely. It seems to be an interview done by a lady. Interesting observation. And then Connie says, and then people chuckles. Connie, ¿qué me falla en esa frase? People is it, o he, o she, porque entonces no coge tercera persona. Entonces, como people is they, es un plural. Entonces, y esto es un error muy común, no solo de Connie. Apuntad. Okay, people go. People eat. Nunca. People goes. People eats. People wants. Porque eso es decir they wants. Es usar un plural con lo que usamos el tiempo verbal para el singular. Okay, and Connie, that's a common mistake. Guys, write it down, because for some reason people want to use people in the third person, but it's not. It's a plural. Lemura says, I heard a man speaking very fast. Oh, yeah, a mile a minute, como decimos. He's talking about acting, saying how people felt, como se sintió la gente. Excellent, Lemura. Beatriz says, it sounds like a man being informally interviewed. Good. I like that, Beatriz. You got the tone there. Being informally interviewed by a woman, maybe on a TV magazine show. Remember, guys, in English, we don't call it a magazine. De hecho, me lié cuando la gente me decía, es un programa magazine. I'm like, ¿qué cogen? ¿Revistas y los enseñan en el...? Para nosotros se llama a variety show, de variedad, con diferentes secciones. So, it's a false friend. Nata says, it sounds like, te falta like, a prominent guy is on the program. He's giving an interview to two program reporters. Oh, Nata hears two interviewers. The woman is laughing softly. I assume the guy has a British accent. Excellent job, Nata. Let's see, anybody else? All right, well, guys, those are some fantastic observations that you guys came up with. I love the way you expressed yourselves. I love how you guys used complete sentences and you went above and beyond. To go above and beyond is hacer más de lo que se espera de vosotros. So excellent job. See? It's not hard to please me. I'm one of the easiest people to please, complacer, in the world. Just give me beer. Just kidding. Or not. All right, let's go over to our spelling bee, my amigos. Now, I'm going to spell six words for you now, and I'm going to warn you, okay? There's some numbers in here and stuff. I mean, sometimes numbers and words go together. Look at a confirmation number or a tracking number, no? So, are you ready? The first time, I'm going to fly. The second time, I'll slow down a little bit. Okay, so here we go. Are you ready? I want to know what these six words are, and then I want to know what they have in common as well. The first word is B-A-L-L-O-O-N. The second word is P-I-G-E-O-N-S. The next one is S-P-I-T-F-I-R-E space P-R. The next word is SR-71 space BLACKBIRD. The next one is SATELLITES. And the last word is DRONES. Woo! I need to breathe for a second, guys. Me toca respirar un segundo, okay? I'll give you guys a second to digest that. Lo decimos igual digerir. To digest, digerir. Esas palabras que tienen la I y la E, ese justo ese tipo de palabra, a mí me desconciertan. They throw me off. Like, I always get confused there with those kind of words. All right, so what do you got? Anybody got all six of these words? Some numbers in there. It wasn't an easy one. But I have faith in you guys. Why? Because I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. Well, I guess it would be nice. Anybody? Uh-oh, I think I went too fast. Is that possible? I don't think that's possible with this gang. Con esta banda, con este grupo, con esta pandilla. Yeah, because a gang is una banda, no? The Bloods, the Crips, pero también, hey gang, ¿qué pasa, pandilla? So again, amigos, it can be both, context. If they say there was a shootout and the gang, a shootout, es un tiroteo, entonces se sabe de que se está hablando de una banda, right? Everything's context in life. All right, let's see, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we have a winner. There's a little technicality, but I'm going to give it to her because I think everything else is right. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Lemuda. All right, Lemuda. Marta Lima Limon as well. Wow. And Born to Iron Man knows what they all have in common. Wow. Wow. Guys, first, congratulations to the ladies. Excellent job, Lemuda and Marta. That was tough. And Born to Iron Man, that's tough. I don't know how you figured out the connection there. It's incredible. Man, you guys are smart. Sois muy listos, eh? Okay, here we go. I'm going to give you this list again. As Born to Iron Man said, these are all words related to or connected with aerial reconnaissance. And what is reconnaissance? Remember, I told you we love French words. And here I am again at my favorite website, Word Reference. And reconnaissance, reconocimiento, exploración. Esto es cuando pasa un avión muy alto y hace una foto y luego se analiza. All of that kind of stuff. It reminds me of the Cuban Missile Crisis in the United States. In fact, that's the reason I chose this. Because today, in history, in the year 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis began. Now, that's what we call it in the United States. No sé lo que lo llamáis aquí. Puede ser otro nombre. Es la crisis de misiles en Cuba. And this started today when an American reconnaissance aircraft, again, reconnaissance, que va haciendo fotos, reconocimiento, es lo que pone aquí. And it took photographs or pictures, it's más fácil, of Soviet ballistic missiles that were being installed in Cuba. And so I decided, well, let's take a look at reconnaissance. You know, this is something that's interesting because what are we doing in the end? What is reconnaissance? It's a really nice word for spying. Espiar, no? But again, whoever can fly higher, whoever can be undetected can get more information. That's why you see this stealth technology. Esto de stealth es indetectable con el radar. Acuérdate en inglés, radar. Se pronuncia radar. Se escribe igual, pero se dice radar. Radar. So, yes, these are all words that are related to reconnaissance and how, in fact, we're going to go through a little history of reconnaissance. And as you'll see, the first word and the second word are not even planes. No son aviones. All right. So here we go again, my amigos. The first word is B-A-L-L-O-O-N. The second word is P-I-G-E-O-N-S. The third word is S-P-I-T-F-I-R-E, space, P-R. The next one is SR-71, space, B-L-A-C-K-B-I-R-D. The next one is S-A-T-E-L-L-I-T-E-S. And the last word is D-R-O-N-E-S. Okay, my amigos, there you go. Those are our reconnaissance words of today. And the first word we've got here is the word balloon. Okay, now a balloon is un globo aerostático, I think you would say, a balloon. And, well, this was one of the first ways that people observed from above. Because think about reconnaissance, okay, you want to infiltrate inside, but really, if you can get the big picture, el panorama completo, as we say, the big picture, well, then you can see what's going on in the world, right? So back in the day, they used literally balloons. They would send a balloon to observe enemy maneuvers. And when I say back in the day, I'm talking about after the French Revolution. So this was, a ver el año que ponen aquí, 1794. And they used this balloon in the Battle of Fleurus. Pardon my pronunciation. This was in 1794. It was a conflict with Austria. And the balloon had a, not only did they get the information that they needed, but it had a demoralizing effect on the Austrian troops. And of course, the French said, well, we're going to start using balloons to get information, and with photographs and of course all that stuff. So that was smart. But some other people said, well, you know what? What about things such as like things that come from nature? Such as a pigeon. And, well, early 20th century, a guy named Julius Neubrauner, okay, he experimented with something called pigeon photography. Ahora, ¿qué es esto? Exactamente lo que suena. This was pigeons that carried little, small cameras that had timers. Now, they didn't have remotes like our drones and things now. These literally had a timer. Okay, it's going to fly for an hour, and then it'll take this picture. But again, okay, there are such things as carrier pigeons, no? Que llevaban mensajes. So this was just attaching a camera. So the first drones were pigeons. Did you know that? I mean, I knew that they gave messages and stuff, but I didn't know that pigeons were used in reconnaissance. I thought it was fascinating. Okay, the next word is Spitfire PR. Ahora, no hay mejor nombre para un avión. Spitfire. And I've seen these planes fly before. They're old school planes. And the Spitfire was a plane that it makes a very distinct sound. And what they did is they decided to put these cameras on there. This was during the 1928 is when they started. And they developed this camera, this heat-sensitive camera that they put on this very successful plane, which was also a fighter. So remember, you could take a plane and reverse engineer it, or you can
not only reverse engineer it, but adapt it. Like we see today, sometimes a commercial plane, un 747, is turned into a freighter. Freighter es de cargo. De carga, perdona, you say cargo or freighter. So the same thing. They said, well, we've got these planes that are fast. You know, they can dive. They can fly pretty high. Let's mount some cameras on them. And that was smart because they said, well, we're already flying up there. We're defending the skies. These were the planes, by the way, if you're familiar with the Battle of Britain, these were the planes that were flying during the Battle of Britain, the Spitfire. Now, the next plane, I think, is probably the coolest plane in the world, as far as I'm concerned, en cuanto a mí. And this is a plane that was developed during the Cold War by the United States. It was developed by Skunk Works. Now, if you like engineering, Skunk Works is a where some of the most high-tech, cutting-edge, otra forma de decir a la vanguardia, cutting-edge aviation technology is created in the United States. It's located at Lockheed. So the company is Lockheed. I'm sure you're familiar with them. But they have a division. Búscatelo, hay documentales. Muy interesante. Si os gusta la ingeniería, ingeniería como futura, ¿no? And Skunk Works is like where they develop all these kind of planes that are top secret. And the SR-71 Blackbird, si tenéis un ordenador al lado, look this plane up. The SR-71 Blackbird, this was now like a plane that was made for reconnaissance. So remember, the other ones were adapted. This plane, from everything about it, to the paint that was stealthy, que no le detectaba el radar, the fact that it could fly higher than any other commercial plane at that moment or fighter. And I think, I don't remember the speed. Entonces, si le detectan, if it gets caught behind enemy lines, well, guess what? You can get the fuck out of Dodge, como se dice. Pirarte corriendo. To get the fuck out of Dodge es una expresión como larguémonos de aquí. So let's say you're detected by behind enemy lines. Do you know how fast this thing goes? Anybody want to guess? Vamos a adivinar aquí. How fast do you think the SR-71 goes? Now, let me explain something. It was introduced in 1966, so it's old technology now. There are planes that have come after this, but this technology is almost like ancient. Well, do you want to know its top speed? Are you ready for this? 3,529 kilometers per hour. Now, you can see videos from, if you go to YouTube, SR-71. And you can see the pilots see the curvature of the Earth. Ven la curva del planeta. Sorry, flat earthers. Como tierra planista. Sorry. Yeah, the SR-71 goes high enough where you can see that. But then people said, well, wait, why do we have to send a pilot or two, you know, human life, a soul, and, you know, into dangerous territory, even though, okay, because there are missiles. There are ballistic missiles that can shoot those planes down if they do happen to detect them. There are accidents there's a risk just getting up off the ground and flying. Now, if you're flying behind enemy lines, those risks are tripled or maybe tenfold, como diríamos, por diez. So they said, well, there's got to be a better way to do this. And in the 80s, you guys remember, we started really investing in satellite technology, not just for television, but for telecommunications. And obviously, this was another way that we could get information without having to dirty our hands, without having to lose any life. So satellites became another way to do reconnaissance. Think about this. This blows my mind. If I can zoom in on my dad's house, okay, on Google Maps, and I can see his license plate. Puedo ver la placa de su coche. What can they, y they, ya sabéis de quién hablo. The people who are really running shit, okay? Que llevan el cotarro. What do you think they can see? If I can see that. So the satellites, that brought a whole new level to this this game, this espionage game, this reconnaissance, as it's called. Look, we use a lot of French words. Espionage. Reconnaissance. The last word is zángano. What? Zángano? Yeah, drone. ¿Qué te crees que significa drone? Es un zángano, right? Doesn't even, it even looks like one. A drone. And now this is drones are being used, or drones, or I should say unmanned vehicles, unmanned aircraft. So this means there's somebody sitting in their office or maybe in their bathroom, and they're spying on a foreign country. And who knows, maybe they're even armed. That's another thing. So it's become, as my favorite comedian, George Carlin is his name. He said about the Iraq war, he goes, it's crazy. These are Nintendo pilots. Pilotos de Nintendo. No digo que no requiere esfuerzo. But it's interesting how the battlefield is changing. The rules of engagement, all of that stuff is changing, and it's due to technology. But the thing that I found the most fascinating, obviously, of this whole section we just looked at, was the pigeons. Poor pigeons. They were turned into spies. All right, well, I'll tell you what, amigos, we have to go to our next commercial break. I can't believe it, but we are halfway through the show. The great news is we have so much more to come. We're going to look at our Name That Movie, Name That Lyric, Double Trouble, famous birthdays, and so much more. So stick around.
Ya está aquí el libro English Grammar de Vaughan. Toda la gramática del inglés en un solo libro. Se trata de un libro diseñado para ayudar a hispanohablantes con la gramática del inglés. Encontrarás en él todas las explicaciones gramaticales que necesitas para dominar el idioma y además redactadas de forma sencilla, clara y concisa. Al estar escrito para hispanohablantes, es mucho más sencillo entender cualquier concepto gramatical y esto se nota a lo largo de todo el libro. Además, viene con un código para descargar el audio que acompaña el libro. Entra en vaughantienda.com y hazte con él. English Grammar, de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Vaughan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Vaughan.com.
Hoy en día muchos piensan que con las nuevas tecnologías ya no va a hacer falta encargar traducciones profesionales. Pues yo creo que no. Yo sigo viendo barbaridades por ahí cuando se intenta traducir con máquinas. Encontré hace poco que el Centro Botín, es decir, de la Fundación Botín, creo, es traducida como Loot Center, o sea, centro de saqueo. ¿Botín? ¿Saqueo? Bueno, pero yo creo que no. El casco antiguo de una famosa ciudad española se traducía como Historic Helmet. ¿Casco? También se puede decir yelmo histórico, como dice la máquina. Helmet, yelmo, casco, ¿qué más da? Hasta en los restaurantes de más prestigio se pueden encontrar joyas gracias a la tecnología traductora. Peppers with beautiful, o sea, pimientos con bonito. Muy hermosos serán esos pimientos, digo yo. Habitas con jamón. Fácil para la tecnología. You live with ham. O sea, tú habitas, yo habito. Todos, por lo visto, habitamos con jamón. Pues, es verdad, supongo. ¿Quién querrá vivir sin jamón? Fino tío Pepe. Thin Uncle Joseph. Bueno, sí le noto un poco más delgado al tío últimamente. Y ya lo más legendario, rape a la marinera. Rape sailor style. O sea, violación al estilo marinero. Bueno, no creo yo. Estos son ejemplos curiosos, divertidos, pero miles de escritos importantes salen de España con errores importantes. La palabra escrita lleva más la imagen de una persona o de una empresa que la palabra hablada. No se la juegue cuando se trate de traducir algo importante. Confíe en los profesionales. Confíe en Vaughan. Vaughan Translations.
Atención, tenemos muy buenas noticias para ti. Ahora, nuestro EMIP, el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, también lo podrá realizar a mediodía. de lunes a viernes de 2 a 4 de la tarde. Aprovechate, llama al 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Nuestro EMIP ahora también a mediodía.